Hello and welcome to Careers in Tech Show. I'm your host, Patrick. On the Careers in Tech Show, we explore the stories, secrets and skills of people who broke into tech without a computer science degree, who are here to share their story with us to impact your own career goals and those around you. We want to help you see the possibilities when it comes to breaking into tech from a non-technical background, as well as working your way up as either a product designer, product manager, or software developer. Our mission is to help cast the light before you and help you see the bigger picture and realize what is possible if you take that critical step. The show has got episodes with CEOs, CTOs, product designers, product managers, and other people who broke into tech without a standard college degree or computer science background. And as well as skills like teamwork, negotiation, personal branding, even have the opportunity to learn all these things. So if you want to learn and improve your professional and career goals, you are going to be right at home with us. If you want to start your journey in tech or explore the opportunities available in tech, you can head over to www.scaleandbazi and sign up on one of the available courses. And you are going to have mentorship and people who have many years of experience in the industry to help you get started. We are glad to have Adrian here with us today. Welcome, Adrian. We are very happy to have you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Thanks for the invite.
That's great. I think my message came in a long time, but I think it missed your side. So I'm happy that you've been able to do this eventually.
Yeah, Twitter DMs as this feature of like new connections showing up in a different tab and not really visible. So it took a while before I noticed that you texted me.
That's understandable.
But we're here now. So that's awesome.
Okay. So Adrian, can you please tell us a bit about yourself?
Yeah, sure. So my background is development. I started when I was 15. And I created a little website. I learned PHP. I had two family members that were already like programming, so I could learn a little bit from them. And I always realized I was very enthusiastic about tech. You can build anything that you want, and you can just like an idea pops in your head and you can just build it. So that's what I really love about building websites and apps and stuff like that. So I got some help from my brothers, and then later I started studying and stuff like that, but I never studied anything computer science related. Mm-hmm. I always studied like different things because I didn't know what I really wanted to do. So then you go like all directions. Oh, yeah. And so I never chose like a computer science university or anything. So then I did whatever came on my path, and later I realized that I just want to do programming. I want to build stuff again. So then I started my own business.
Okay.
It was some kind of it was a website builder. So like Wix or WordPress or more like Squarespace, and people could build their own websites. And I built a business with a friend, which was super awesome, great experience, but the product didn't really took off. Mm-hmm. I didn't know how to really market the product. Mm-hmm. But I knew how to build a product. So that was the learning there. So how to build a product from very small to way bigger with a lot of features, and how to keep it working. Mm-hmm. And then later, I stopped this business with my friends, and then I started working for a company also as a web developer. I did mostly front-end development, but I would call myself all-round or full stack. And then later after this company, I decided, okay, I need to build my own business again, because that's way more fun. And so that's why I started Simple Analytics.
Okay.
I always was installing Google Analytics for clients and for business. I was always like, I don't really want to do this. Like, I don't want to send all the data of their visitors to this corporation that uses it for ads and stuff like that. So then I built my own product. So it's a very simple version of Google Analytics, but then privacy friendly. So you don't need cookie banners, and it's way easier to understand, to work with. Mm-hmm. You just have like filters to select the data. You can export the data to whatever platform you want. And it has just a nice interface that's super easy to work with. So that's what I'm building in the last 3 years, 3.5 years. And always, yeah, without a computer science. And I think you can get pretty far without it.
Okay, that's a very awesome and interesting story. You mentioned that you started out, I think, when you were pretty young, right?
Yeah, I already started when I was 15. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So that's pretty young, I would say.
So got you? How did you get interested in it? Is it because you saw people doing it, or how did you jump on the web development stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good question. It's a long time ago, so mm-hmm. I try to remember. My parents were always like, yeah, they were almost the first to have like a computer, to have like a CD burner and stuff like that.
Okay.
So they were always like having these tools around, and they really thought it was the future, like the internet and with computing and stuff. So I think my parents were kind of the starter for making it possible, yeah. Seeing the tools around you. And I think my brothers were, I'm the youngest of siblings, mm-hmm. and my brothers were always interested in tech, and they built stuff. They learned how to, create programs and stuff like that. And that got me interested, I guess. And I remember that my brother built some kind of database for sheep. And it was like super random, of course, but like he got some customers and I was like, if you can build stuff like that, that's super awesome, right? So yeah I always was I think inspired with by my family.
Okay, that's great. And then if you consider the tech space at this moment, you know, there are a lot of resources and tools out there if you want to start your journey. But looking back 15, maybe that long time ago, I think those things were not really available if you consider YouTube and other online courses. What helped you to, learn and get going when you got started?
I think most of the things you could Google at that time as well, right? So Google was already around, not when I was 15, but a little bit later, I guess. Mm-hmm. I had some personal teachers because okay. I could ask my brothers. Mm-hmm. So that was super helpful. I think most people don't have that advantage, mm-hmm. because usually you don't have people that close by that can help you with that. But now indeed there's the internet where there are so many courses. It's hard to not find one, I guess. So I think it's I think back in the days it was. Well, now I sound very old, but when I was younger, I think the internet was already sufficient enough to search for certain things. And if you didn't figure it out, you just go to like the PHP docs, and the comments in the PHP docs were like basically the things that I was always looking for. Mm-hmm. How would you implement this function, and then just copy paste it and then build my website around it. And also, like, if you're building a website or a product, you can always cut it into very little pieces, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's a big puzzle, but the pieces of the puzzle itself are not so big. So you just fix like very small things all along, and then later you have solved the whole puzzle.
Okay. So when you got started, you had no idea, but you kind of had support along the way. But is there at any point that you feel like, I know I was interested in it, but I think this is way more than myself? Did you feel like overwhelmed? Was it very difficult for you to get going? How was the experience like?
I don't think it was, I was ever overwhelmed with it, but I was sometimes not motivated enough anymore to keep going. Mm-hmm. Like if you hit like a, a wall somewhere, you maybe figure out the solution, but if you then hit another wall and you don't feel like you can go through, then I would probably stop. Maybe that's feeling overwhelmed as well. But then I didn't have the motivation to find the better or the solution that was needed. But then you can always, almost always find a solution. So if you really want to get something going, then I think there's always a person that can help you. So for example, I had this radio playlist website for all the radio stations in the Netherlands. And I wanted to parse the data from radio streams, but I never used that kind of technology. I have no idea how it works. I have no idea how to get some data out of a data stream or whatever. So I didn't know. But then I asked someone online, and they had a similar player. So I was like, okay, can you get this data out? And then they built something very simple for a few $100 at a time. And then it was possible. So yeah, you can always, I think, find someone that can help you with your problem. And also nowadays you have things like Fiverr.
Okay.
Even now I still use it sometimes. If I have a complex database query or something like that, I will just pay someone like a few bucks to solve it. And then I don't have to solve it. And if I see it, I probably know, oh, this does that, and this query results in that. Then I understand. But building it myself is sometimes still too hard. Mm-hmm. And I would just like, hire someone to do it.
Okay, that's great. So it's way back. But do you remember the first thing you were able to build, and how was it? I mean, how did you feel about it, if you can recollect? You know, after learning everything, you could come up with something that was, live or that
The first thing that I built was my own personal website. Oh, and okay. I remember it was like with the frames, the frame set and iframes and whatever.
Okay.
And it had like massive flames on top with the name of the website and stuff. Like, I was super proud of it. That's because, that was my own.
I guess you could just send it and so people will be like, oh no, this is the first thing I've built. This is something that I've come up with. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's super. I maybe might have the source code from it, or maybe a screenshot.
Okay.
It's super awesome to have something online that you built yourself, and it's completely created by yourself. And that feeling is super nice. Yeah.
That's true. So learning on your own, it was like a personal roadmap that you took. Were you able to have the opportunity to join a team where you work in collaboration with other people?
Yeah, so the first time, I think it was during my first study in The Hague. I worked at a software company for the first time, and then it was a very small software company, like 5 people or something.
Okay.
And it was super fun to work with them, because then you start learning, actually. Like you can learn by yourself, and it works pretty great. But working for a company is a little bit different, because you need to follow their code rules and stuff like that, and how that works. It was still with SVN, version control. It was terrible, like not checking out the same file at the same time. Now with Git, it's way better. So it was really fun to work with them. And it's definitely different to work with other people than by yourself. Right. Because if you work by yourself, nobody cares about how you write your code. It's also not super important how you write your code. If it works, it works. That's great. But in a business, it's a little bit different.
Okay.
It should work, but someone else should understand it as well. And that's a little bit different.
Okay, so comparing
both things are fine.
Okay, so comparing the two situations, what are some of the skills that you think you were able to pick up after you joined the team? What are some of the things that you also realized that you lacked after you were able to join a team environment like that?
Yeah, I think I lacked many skills, right? Like I was just starting out and I didn't know much. So I didn't understand programming that well.
Okay.
So I learned a lot of most or more important PHP functions and how you would create a big project with it and how you create modules and stuff like that. So that I learned quite a bit. And I also learned the business side, right? Like how people interact with each other. Okay. What is a nice team? What's not a nice team? Is a environment toxic or is an environment not toxic? All that kind of stuff is super important for around your job, right? Or around the things you do. So that's definitely something you learned, or I learned there. And yeah, I really found it like a very good place to learn. The CEO of the business was super nice and also very nerdy, but it was also super fun to work with. He was like a guy that would say like, okay, do you want to have a race or do you want to have like a party? And then everyone was like, okay, give me the race. That's nice. Okay. So it was like very, I know, functional.
Okay.
But yeah, it was a nice place to work. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, you've started a job and then the time that you have available to you to study is kind of going to be a bit limited. How did you continue learning and then still combining the job along the way?
I did combine a job by not taking that much time for my study. I don't really think studying is that important. So I never thought it was important. So, and especially for a programming career, maybe if you're going to work at a very big corporation, then you would need a few papers here and there. But like in my career, I never ever got a question like, hey, can you show what you've learned in during study or school? So there was never, it was never relevant for me.
Okay. I am even still talking around, I mean, your learning as in your development, your software development skills.
Sorry?
I am saying that I am still talking around your development skills. You know, you started a job and the time that you have available to you to study, maybe looking up what this means, maybe a new software, a new programming language is out, maybe you want to try your hands on, but that's not what you do at your corporate environment. So how did you still manage to stay those two?
It's just based on interest. So I was always interested in that kind of stuff. So then, you don't really need to have to find the time because you just enjoy it so much that you just kind of find it out.
Okay.
So I think it came a little bit natural. Like I also wasn't that much interested in new stuff with programming that much. I was more interested in, I want to build this and now I want to build this, but I don't know how. So, and then I learned the things that I needed to learn.
Mm-hmm.
So you can solve a lot of programming questions like with very different approaches. But there's always like a way that you probably know already. So you can just kind of do it that way. And then later you realize when you were in business, like, oh, it can also be done in a way better way.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that with me that did go a little bit automatic and I didn't really need to find the time that much because also I didn't spend that much time on my studies. So I had quite some time to work on things that I liked and I was building my own product.
Awesome. Being someone who has both experience on the job and also experience on maybe starting your business, something like that. What would be your advice to maybe a developer or someone in the tech industry who thinks, okay, I think I have started out, I have some quite, you know, money. Is it always good to explore that aspect, maybe starting a business, maybe a small startup, or it's not for everyone? Maybe you just won't have to focus on the job.
I'm not sure if it's for everyone. Okay. Like, you need to be okay with not knowing where it will end, right? Like, it's very unpredictable. Mm-hmm. If you succeed, it's very unpredictable. If the product that, if you're building a product, if that's succeeding, big chances are that your first few products will fail. So I've built many, many projects, and most of them didn't get any traction.
Okay.
So it's not something that's easy. I won't say it's easy, but if you're very motivated to get somewhere and to create something cool, and you think like, okay, I really want to start a business, and I really want to learn what's necessary to build a business, then I would highly recommend to do it. Like it's super awesome. You don't have to work for a boss anymore. You mm-hmm. still work for other people. You work for your customers then mm-hmm. probably. So you still work for other people. But it feels way better to have your own business and mm-hmm. to say like, hey, I want to have like 1 month of vacation, and mm-hmm. you just go 1 month off. It makes your life way more nicer, I would say.
No, that's true. Okay, so let's come back to your startup or your business now. What do you actually do, if you want to talk a little bit about it so that people would know what you actually do and some of the services that you offer?
Yeah. So in very short, it's a Google Analytics competitor.
Okay.
And basically we are building all tools around this system. So we have like a main dashboard. Dashboard is super simple. It's a chart. And on the chart, you see some key numbers. And you see where people are coming from, what country they visit from, what pages they visit, and stuff, and so on. So you can see if your website is doing well or not.
Mm-hmm.
And within that project, there's so much awesome things to do. You can build alerts, you can build events, you can build so many things around it. And that's what we are doing right now. We're now focusing on events. So basically every button click or every page view could be an event. And then you can get statistics out of it, like conversions and stuff like that. So that's what we currently are building. And in the meantime, you need to market your product. So you make sure that everyone knows about it. So you blog about it, you tweet about it, you try to make it as much as likable and shareable as possible. And that's a little bit the role I'm in, doing basically every job within a business. So also like administration work and everything that comes with it. So it's not only programming, it's not only marketing, but it's like a mix of everything, I would say.
So you are both the businessman and the developer.
yeah.
Okay, that's awesome. That's awesome. There are quite in like, a lot of occasions that people have their interest and desire to break into the tech industry. People from different industries like education, finance, and the rest. But some of the roadblocks that has been for them is the fear or the assumption that one needs to have a computer science degree. And even apart from that, especially, you have to be very good in mathematics before you can be in the tech industry. That has been the notion. So being a successful developer and also a businessman, as a startup founder or CEO, what would be your advice to someone who has the interest? Because there are a lot of opportunities out there now that the world is trying to be, I mean, digitally, global, everywhere, and there are a lot of opportunities that are coming now. But still, people are not able to take the step because of these notions and assumptions. So what would be your advice or a way to someone who has the interest that they want to explore the opportunities in the tech industry?
It's a good question. I think what goes wrong a lot is scaring people away from what they want. So for example, there's this study about a school that's, or a class of very young children. And they get like mathematics, and then they say like, if you they say to the girls like, you're not good at mathematics.
Mm-hmm.
So then the girls score not so great on mathematics, and then later they say to a different group like, hey, you're good at mathematics. And then later they score good on mathematics, which is like a good example, I think, for telling people not something like, hey, you should be good at mathematics to build websites or to go in tech or stuff like that. I don't think it really matters much. Mm-hmm. I think it's more important, like, where do you want to see yourself and what do you want to do? Like, maybe you love tech. Just go for it. Just start it out. And if you enjoy it, then you go on with it. If you don't enjoy it, then don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's not a matter of, like, good or bad decisions. I think it's something you should try and see if it's fit for you. Mm-hmm. And if you're, like, I don't know, days after days, you're not getting on, or you're not getting through some issues or something within tech, then maybe that's a signal of not doing it, or not that you not should not do it, or maybe you should try harder. And then I think it's very personal for everyone if they want to continue, if it gets tough. I'm 100% sure that it will get tough sometimes. Like, sometimes you're just stuck and you don't feel like there's a solution, but there always is. Like, it's just a computer program and it's just like doing what you say it should do. So there's always a solution to fix it, but sometimes you need some patience. And I think that's maybe a skill that can be useful, but it's not required. If you don't have patience, you probably ask it online already or do something else. So I think you don't need specific skills. The only thing that you need is you want it, but just the motivation to keep going.
Okay. Thank you very much, Adrian. Hello to everyone watching us and listening. If you've been able to listen to this point, we are very glad that you are still with us. If you like the story that Adrian shares and a lot similar like that, if you know someone who is also interested in breaking into the tech industry, but they are coming from different industries, you can as well share this with them, and I'm sure it's going to be a motivation for them to also get started. Adrian, we thank you very much. How can we find you if anyone wants to reach out to you? Thank you, and also I know, say hi to you. You know, your story is one of a lot of stories that inspires a lot of people, because people are also interested. A lot of people are interested, but they need stories like this to help them and motivate them to get started on their career journey. So where can we find you if we want to say hello or hi to you?
The best would be Twitter. I'm on the Twitter handle Adrian V. Rossum. Not sure if it's easy to find, but if you type Simple Analytics, you'll probably find it as well. And my business is located at simpleanalytics.com. It's a very easy domain name, I would say. But usually I'm sharing on Twitter. So Twitter would be the best way to connect with me.
Okay, thank you very much. Everyone, if you want to check out Adrian, his link in the description, so you can go down below and check it out. Thank you very much again for joining us, and we will see you sometime later. Thank you very much and have a wonderful time.
Thank you, and have a great day.